to understand what the basis of all flesh or suffering through the generations was, we've written it back to Abraham and Yitzchak. Abraham sort of hijacked the Tafkin of the world of the Abraham Rishon next up. The two basic Tafkinim, the first is, we said, to please the Hashem and Vegas, to our relationship with Hashem. The second one is then to take that relationship with the generation and publicize the Hashem's standards in the whole world. So we focus on the Akedah, Abraham and Yitzchak's relationship with the Akedah, and we're now up to this, the paragraph dealing with this, and he's saying that the Akedah was a removal of oneself totally from the natural order of the total removal and going out of the Mareches HaTeva. That's why Ishmael and Eliezer, who Abraham thought would be ready for it, and then he could look, become both Tafkinim, weren't ready for it. So they stay with the Chavor, and Abraham and Yitzchak went out, and when they come back, eventually it's always on the Chavor. So for them, okay. Where do we get up to? Reish Chavov. Said that Abraham and Yitzchak didn't realize this was a test. And then we said, right there, Yad Lachamayt Lakedah, Tiach HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mavidu. Ki Yana Sheitzes Abba Azeh, Velo Chasachta Es Bincha Tichitcha, Ki Varech Varech Vavar Vez Vachar, Vivoye Shemayim Kol Asher Sayam, Vyeres Arach Es Shar Vivoch. That was the culmination, the peak of the Akedah. That's what we got up to. Yeah, right at the bottom of Reish Chavov. Mashmoy Birachas Hashemi. So what's this bracha? That your descendants will be like the stars in the heavens and the sand on the sea. And they will inherit the gates of the enemies. What kind of bracha is this? Yeah. Mashmoy Birachas Hashemi. Dai lecha. Ki ma'ata ata b'zrecha achrecha. In kez kibnei ha'olam hazeh. Einchem, sorry. It's a man. You have to know that from now on in, says Hashem to Abraham, you and your descendants are not like the rest of the world living in olam hazeh. Atem na'alim u'muvdolim mekolomis. You are completely separated from all the nations. Because they are k'nisam es Hashem Yisrael. You have now acquired the name Yisrael, which is what Adam Arishav lost. It was the chet of Arishav. יחוד חילום בקש שקשה תמרינים אתם רואים עד רכי your uniqueness is now that when you go up you go all the way to the שמיים כתכי חי השמיים וכשאתם יועדים חד שחילים when you go down אתם יועדים עד לטרם you go right down ככל היה is it called being anywhere in the middle there's not this thing as a mediocre yet it's either going up or it's going down there's nothing and it goes down we're much worse than anybody else out there דאָ קאָש איז אַ רוח אַ חרך אין יוע אלע הייני קחובם ביער אַ קעט צו צום ניט געאַפט גיינען ביז אַ שטאָר אַפ צו שמע אין קול אַ יוס איז נאָ ווי ווי קומען קומען צו דעם רייט דע דיי יוע גאַט צו מען אויף אַבער צו די פייער פאַבייט אין יוע לעב יוע לעב צו זיין צו לעב די קיבל צו גיינען אַ מאַשער פייער צו גיינען אַ דאָבער פייער צו גיינען אַ שלומער פייער דאָ קאַפט איז נאָ די קאָט צו דאָבער מיט פיט צו because you are not limited by physicality. B'nai Yom Ha'ba'ayma. The Jewish people, your children are B'nai Yom Ha'ba'ayma. Netzchi. V'im chatzchilim and Yaldu, but when we go to Yana, Yaldu at the time, V'yu k'chol asher al-sasaya. If I get lower with the speech there, yes, there's nothing under that. Chol ha'nasun l'mirmas kol adon. What's the fact? Because the whole world trembles on the beach, huh? Hey, mighty, we must have shuffled the Yehri Yehsi Mekonomos. We'll be in a low state and we'll go much lower than all the nations of the world. But you have Enum Sheikh in the Lamazet. They're not Sheikh in the Lamazet, which means the limitations of how low a person can go also don't apply. We see Mazur Yehoah named Yisuri Vahem Yitoklu Bekashim Rabin. Shematerotan and Atekotam in Ochayme. The only way to detect a Yid that's gone down into the mud is to manatek him, is to detach him, is via the narrow sufferings. The suffering is not there to destroy the Jewish people, it's there to manatek them from the physicality. If Lord Yoda, the Natek, is asked, but Koychas is a farm to extricate ourselves from the mud, but if we can't get out of there in a lama zeb ourselves, you're all the same of you not going some Oshi Yvon Yisur, you're not going some. Is it actually will come along and separate you, or the Yisur will come along and separate you? You don't have to look too far into the next 60 years and see who it was that we were trying to be like and who it was that separated us. Yeah, the Jews are trying to become like the Germans, and who was it that said no, no? Has anyone got any time to an attack? Yeah, it's pretty much most of his ramblings and his rousings and his noises are in the late 20s, early 30s. Slowly, it's all there, yeah. Until now, if you call Masha Zochel Yoyz Nimle, I'll play Abra Behitzot, or Yoychala, I'm glad, we have Schus Yoyz, Thomas Obeiroya. Whatever it is that, somebody who is incorporated in is encountered amongst Bnei Avraham and Yitzchak, there is no way that you can take away the schut he has from David and the Boy Roy. You can take away anything from a Yitz. One thing you cannot take away from him is the schut to cleave to Hashem. All she does the because Baruch Hu will do it on his own will, and he doesn't want to because he wants a relationship with Hashem. Oh, Hashem will know that he will come back to him. He said the other day, everyone's going where they're going to go at the end of the day. Hashem's not going to look like them and his children. The question is, are you going to get there by Bechata Bechayim? It's not his passion, yeah? Are you going to be Bechata Bechayim? Or are you not going to be Bechata Bechayim? But whichever one you body here is, you're going to get there.
It confused you when you said that example, I thought that where's this Jew's life or death to be? Eternal
death,
but eternal life. That,
but
just here, you just choose the
body. Your day-to-day encounter with Hashem, are you choosing to live, or are you choosing to transformate about yourself? What are you choosing to do? Are you choosing eternal life, or are you choosing to destroy the eternal life? What we say here is that you can choose to go which way you want to go. You can get totally immersed in the Gashmis or whatever, but God's walk is going to get you out of there one way or another. In fact, he's going to come along and wake you up. Someone's going to come along and get you out
of there. Every single one of those Jews that died in the Holocaust has got
Kodesh Kodosh.
Kodesh Kodosh.
If a person dies because he's
Jewish, he shows the bad path, you know, but they got the
wrong. I'm not judging anybody that went to the Holocaust. I'm using it as an example, as an abstract example. No, I'm not speaking specifically about the Holocaust. All I'm saying is that we're doing that in our focus about this. Be my focus about whether you can, you can't. The Reed the Miller was very clear pinpointing the exact cause and effect of the Holocaust or whatever. You know, I think the day of a foot in a month and said it's also to speak like that. Big discussion. I'm not putting my head into those between those big mountains. I'm just using it as an example. We've seen through traditional history whenever we try to be like the Goyim, whenever we try to assimilate, it's dark and those Goyim that come along and stop us from assimilating. We're not going to lose your identity. What's happening today is a much bigger problem, because today we're losing identity in the way that you can't be saved. Assimilation is a process where the Chavetz Chaim is the way to save those people. The guy's born to a mother who's not Jewish, his father's Jewish, but he is. That's it. It's a telling story. There's no way to get that back. If you convert, it's good. That's another parsha. The same, that's what the Holocaust we're going through at the moment is trillions much worse than what Hitler actually did. Everybody that died in the Holocaust is a Kodesh Kodosh, or straight to the Aden. Any Jew that died because he was Jewish, whether he knew he was Jewish or not, irrelevant, he got straight to the Aden. That's a clue. The person who died of Kiddush Hashem, he died because he was Jewish, and that's what they died for, because they were Jewish. Contrary, the person died in a bomb, suicide bomb, or whatever, straight to Shemai. Doesn't matter what else is going on. Yeah. How that works is that that's another sugya. So he's a Kodesh, and he's out. When he dies, he doesn't do tshuva or whatever. That's a real big problem. It's not a poshut thing at all. Assimilation, that's a real chul. Esav destroyed more Jews by being nice to us than he did by being horrible to us. Much worse Holocaust. We have to know that. We're going to sleep at night. We can't. We don't have a problem. We're going to sleep at night. Four world names and hundreds of people are being thrown into the furnaces of Times Square, you know, they're much worse than the furnaces of the passage. We can't about it, you know. What's the problem? Yeah? Anybody be sleep yet? The Chaim never once stood up in Rosh Hashanah in the mirror. Said, anybody who hasn't shed one tear the whole year of the month of the family said that there's no right to even be in Shulam Rosh Hashanah. No right to be here. You've no chelik in everything's still fine, everything's fine. So that's the vote. The vote is that whatever they can take away from you, you can't take away the system that relates to the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Therefore, the worst Jew the Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to take, is going to come back. The Chofetz Chaim called the Wasserman Zelson. The Wasserman went to take leave of the Chofetz Chaim. As he was walking out, the Chofetz Chaim said to him, he said, now when Mashiach comes, he's not going to leave behind one Jew. Not going to leave behind any Jew. You have to be Jewish. He's not a Yid anymore, he's not a Yid anymore. He's not a Yid anymore. But he said, you won't believe this. You're not going to leave behind one Jew. The Wasserman said, you should be traveling a lot. And he heard that from the Chofetz Chaim and said, I'm yours, you're going to be traveling a lot. And that's a stupid thing to go and find a hidden wherever they were. In those days, he went to probably the furthest place off the map. He went to California. Went to Los Angeles. Imagine pre-World War II Los Angeles. That's where he went and started his killing operation. The lost place in the world. And then the ship's going to bring him back to the lost place in the world. This idea that the name Israel, what does Israel mean? Machayev Kidin Jashem. Over there, I tell you, when we say Rotsen, the Tzuka, or Chalila Hefech, whether it comes about because the person has a Rotsen and the person wants to cleave to Hashem, or Chalila the other way. Move the hate of the Maisa Kedah Atzmoy. It comes clear from looking at the Kedah itself. Other ways him shayin yonim apashat akedin, yonim shelo nemru la avosein akadoshim abba vitzak loisom. Tell us, this is mind-boggling, right? We extract from the Akedah two major principles, okay? Neither of which our fathers were commanded to do. In Yonim Shalom, Nayamu Lava Sena Kedah Shalom, it's like, let's say something. Zayim Osifim Adaitim, they added their Midas. Daska Shay Tvori Meilim Mishkorim Mishnah Kosh Bochul Vais Akedah. Daska the two things that they weren't commanded to do, that they did, that the Akedahs remembered in Hashem Zahazba. Hakadosh Baruch Hu lo amar avinu la'amchei es Yitzchak. Hashem never told avinu to tie up Yitzchak. Ulam Yitzchak avinu v'nei kishmei avinu. Amar b'chor ani. V'choshoshoni shema yizdazeya gufa mipachte shofakin v'atzalcho. I'm very worried because I'm going to get a bit nervous from the laugh and the outcome for your throat. You get a bit nervous. I'm scared I'm going to move a little bit here. The Shemit Apostle, I shit it, but not Tyler, the Chayal of Corbin. I'm scared that I'll toss all the shit and I won't go up as a Corbin. Please tell me very, very well. So that was the first voluntary offering here at the Mizbeach. No one told him to tie it up. Oh, please tell me, I want this remembered. The Kedah of Yitzchak, the binding of Yitzchak. Shem is not the binding of Yitzchak. But it's called a Kedah of Yitzchak. Yitzchak, we are not to be called him by an absolute himself, it's not from Hashem, it's Baruch Hu Ma'aseh Kedah. Yitzchak, I mean, he wanted with all his heart and soul to give his life to Hashem and their Kedah, who yonder, ki sof sof akuf, who won't bow the night, and Achayim, he's got a body, and the body tends to sometimes drawn off the physicality. Because well, she hears the fact, and he's not there, he must tremble a little bit in an outcut. The Chaynu Bikin Shlaako is a goof Kadesh, only a fear Lord of Lili Rotten Hashem. Therefore, he also teaches to be passed so that he doesn't get in the way of being Makai the Rotten Hashem. That's a Zayda, that's a Saba. Yeah, it's not some old man that lived a million years ago, it's Moshe Tzur Zayda. You know, we know where we come from. Come on, gang. ומעשה את שלמה רבין הקודש ברוך הוא ביקש מראה לשחק את האייל תחת יצחק בנוי. Where did you see the Hashem commanded Abram to שחק את האייל? The Hashem asked Abram to שחק את האייל? Hashem said to please don't שחק את יצחק. Abram could have said, ברוך השם, ברוך השם בפועל. זה היה, זה היה סרמוס את צורם מהיצרים. And the suit of mitzvah. כבר זה, פוסט את זה. Why did he want you to go, Nachash, HaKosh Baruch Hu, Olam Ha'ab, Shlach Yod Chel Abba? No, no, Chanai, you don't understand. Hashem Moses, Ha'al, Ha'akri, Mitach, Ha'zit, 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 Ha'zit. He couldn't relax until he went to Imam Hashem. I had to do the Mitach, I've got a Shech Tati. He's Shech Tati. Look in the Pesukim. Look in the Pesukim. It says, Yad Ki Hashem Asis Es Adoba Azeh, Volo Chasochte Es Bincho. So, there's two things going on here. There's Chlocha sagt es bin Chobad des Teva. Was Kiyad, Kashisa es a Doma Hazeh. Was ist a Doma Hazeh? Never look, it's a Brocha Arikas of the Shit of Ayah. It was Daska the Shit of Ayah that got Abra Matina the Brochas. And it's Chuch has all Pshat Dei Wadi got this guy. Never look. Now I'm ready to come in the Tzuk and decide every day in the Siddur. In the Siddur of Zeh. Das ist das Kind, das wir haben hier. Meine Dicke, meine Dicke, Kind, ich möchte es hoch nach hier.
Sorry.
Vineyard built. Here in Smoil Shiva is a Shainsa Shomaira Finard. This is some cow, the Kenyan T. Shainsa Shiva Mashiach. It's the aspect of this thing that's used. But I don't have a quick time in a room for the Tukai Shainsa Shiva, no matter that the Shainsa Shiva, Kumaskin is Irish of Yitzhak, Kumoka, Kola Krov, and Kumaras, Haboim and Ivy, Marari, Mezecha, Irish of Yitzhak, all the Ivy, the Tribune of Kumaras. There's all remembrance of the Isle of Yitzhak. The very is called Dibre Chazal. Understand you as much as we can, especially in the run-up to Rosh Hashanah. This is a very